Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. And it is September 22nd, 2010, and this is Audio Boo number 13. Well, I am home sick, actually, all this week. I was up in Reno over the weekend, and I think I was sick before I went up there. But definitely it hit me about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and today. Although today I'm feeling a lot better, so good enough to actually get up and do an audio boo, which I haven't done since mid-August, a little over a month. But since then, if you follow the blog, you know that on August 30th, I went long the market. And really, I kind of lucked into the buy. My plan was to buy in September or October. But I was reading about a Labor Day pattern for the stock market, which was positive. And we were back down near the low of the trading range, around 1050 or so. So I went in, and I was just going to hold until Labor Day. But, you know, the market was looking so good, I thought, well, until we see some distribution, I'm just going to keep holding on. And, well, I've been holding on, and we really haven't seen any distribution until the last couple days. So I'm going to stay long right now. I think we do need a pullback, and I don't think I'm going to try to play little pullbacks here and there. If I see something more serious, obviously I'll get out and try to protect some of the gains I had. It is September, October, so there's no doubt that we could see something a little bit more more severe, although maybe not. Maybe there was too much pessimism built into the whole thing. Anyways, that's it for the market. But hey, what I wanted to share with you is I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal. Gene-altered fish closer to approval. So I'm a vegetarian, or at least a pseudo-vegetarian. I do eat fish or chicken, not that frequently, but sometimes. But here's the story about the U.S. has moved closer to approving a laboratory-tweaked salmon that grows twice as fast as a conventional farm fish and would become first genetically modified animal to appear on American dinner plates. Not my dinner plate. I don't think so. So I guess the deal is that this is the Aku Advantage Atlantic salmon. It contains a growth hormone from the Chinook salmon, which accelerates its development in the first year. It also contains a fragment of a DNA from an eel-like ocean pout species, which helps to switch on the Chinook gene. The altered fish stops growing when it reaches normal size. You know, I don't want to eat growth hormones. You know, I don't think that's good for us. I'm not even sure meat is good for us in general, but that's my thing, but eating altered food, that's a little bit much. The FDA said the modified fish was chemically and biologically no different from a conventional Atlantic salmon. Yeah, except for the, you know, the pout fish thing, eel-like ocean pout, and a growth hormone from a Chinook salmon. You know, I guess we eat altered food all the time. It's not just the salmon. I mean, this isn't the first time, right? You've heard about genetically altered crops. We eat stuff like that all the time. But I don't know. Maybe that's part of the reason that there are some health issues with folks, as far as you know, we're big people. Anyways, that's it. Let's see, anything else going on? Market continues to pull back. Business news, as I type here, it looks like, actually, it looks like things are kind of bouncing back a little bit. The S&P only down about 3, the NASDAQ down 16, so, yeah. Anything else on the headlines? RIMS pushing something to rival the iPad, okay. Insurers dropping child policies, yeah, that's not a shocker, right? I mean, I don't know. It costs money to cover people, and if people aren't paying premiums, then or if they're only paying premiums after somebody gets sick, that's not good either. Anyways, that's it for now. I'll check in with you soon. See ya.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. And that is Benjamin McCarthy with Ramble On and Poor Old Saxophone. See ya. Bass and drums are stuck around, they'll always be the axe, but on that long way to the top, we seem to lose the sax. Poor old saxophone used to be so cool. Now you're just old school, the sorry sound of ridicule. Poor old saxophone, now fashionable retro.